This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
Coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed. Check them out at franklinarmory.com. From somewhere in his basement, I guess in Delaware, Rhode Island, or wherever he's hanging out right now, we got this from Grandpa Badfinger. He just let slip that he has a secret weapon for November. His secret weapon is not the utter hypocrisy of a Democratic base that is eagerly going all in on a senile old weirdo who, when he says hashtag me too, means that he too treated women like inanimate objects, as did his pals Teddy Glug Glug Kennedy, Bill Cohiba Clinton, and Harvey Sex-Toad Weinstein. Their hypocrisy can't be a secret weapon because their hypocrisy is no secret. No, Biden's secret weapon is going to be, and I'm not kidding, Republicans for Biden. I know everybody's on radio. You know, if you're listening right now, you're on radio, but I can see your eyes moving around now as I just said that. So this is really a thing, according to the presumptive nominee, whose nemesis is a particularly uppity squirrel living in his backyard. Some Daily Beast people named Hannah Trudeau and Hunter Woodall. I name my dog Hunter. I don't understand naming your children Hunter. I don't quite get that. What is it with the left naming their children Hunter? They reported this. Appearing in an Instagram live chat with soccer star Megan Rapinoe on April 30th, presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden made a spontaneous vague statement about how he's been speaking to a lot of Republicans, including former colleagues, who are calling and saying, "Joe, if you win, we're going to help." Then he showed his hand. He said, matter of fact, there's some major Republicans who are already forming Republicans for Biden. Major office holders. Hearing that, I would presume that, you know, Donald Trump is sitting around quaking in his Gucci's at the impending onslaught of verbal pinching and slapping from the very secret, very butch roster of Never Trump literal and figurative heavyweights. The Beast further reports on the identity of these titans of treachery. These names include former Senator Jeff Flake, Republican from Arizona, Wisconsin-based political analyst Charlie Sykes, conservative media giant Bill Kristol, former Republican National Chairman, Committee Chairman Michael Steele, longtime campaign operative Steve Schmidt, former Representative Dave Jolly, and columnist Mona Charon, among others. I assume that George Conway and Anna Navarro will be waddling along, too, assuming that the organizers keep their promise and bring donuts. Lots and lots of donuts. Nor should we count out egg-evoking fiscal conservative Evan McMullen, who it was reported conserved fiscally by not paying his campaign debts. I'm sure David French will be a part of it, because he's got nothing better to do. Maybe Jonah Goldberg will join in, too. He is alleged to have a new website, though most of us haven't gotten around to not reading it yet. And then there's Mitt. Where is Mitt? An enterprise this lame just cries out for the magical Romney touch as opposed to Gropey Joe's. At least the Mittster might bring along some supporters, if only in the form of his, you know, his dozen shiny sons, Torp, Tug, Muff, Skipper, Sniffer, Scoob, Probe, Norb, Pib, Cheeb, Frodo, and Ween. That was hard to say with a straight face. It's the usual Never Trump, you know, rejects. And basically, the Never Trumpers are getting the band back together and hitting the county fair circuit, but the band is pretty much Limp Bizkit. So this all raises a question that is perhaps best understood as rhetorical. Just how gullible are the dummies shoveling their money into the pockets of these shabby, nearly forgotten grifters? Do they not understand that these tools are about as welcome among actual conservatives as a cross-eyed bald gal with chlamydia at Freaknik? The giveaway to this underlying delusion is the beast's unironic description of the ridiculous Bill Kristol as a conservative media giant. They said that with a straight. That's harder to say with a straight face than what I just did. And what alternative parallel universe is the guy who pioneered cruise ship conservatism, who backed every conservative fiasco in the last three decades? And for all of you that are out there that came and had to serve in the sandbox and your ears are still ringing from IED blasts outside Ramadi, you can thank Chesty Kristol and his Chicken Hawk ilk for that one. And whose main media accomplishment was deep-sixing his crappy brochure, The Weekly Standard. How is he a giant? He's a giant something, but, you know, not that. Someone is they're pumping the 97-octane high test into this political clown car. A credulous tech zillionaire, the DNC, some GOP donor whose blonde second wife won't quit nagging him about Trump. What we do know is we know who it isn't. Actual conservatives who abandoned the SS Conservative, Inc., right before Cap and Bill full-speeded ahead TWS into the, iceberg that is Donald Trump. Yet somehow this guy, Billy Zanid, he zaned his way to survival and went out to get some sap or saps to write checks to fund his unread Bulwark blog. What do these people think they're accomplishing? Trump is at 96% or something among actual Republicans. Has there ever been an indication that the Never Trump demographic consists of anyone besides the D.C. fringies who miffed that no one at the White House will return their call? Actual conservatives long ago quit shelling out good money for the opportunity to bump into the doughy likes of Jim Swift as he fills his plate with yet another helping of fried shrimp at the Lido Deck Buffet. The only thing actual conservatives have for them now are cruise ship emojis and the contemptuous cry of ahoy. But their marks don't get that. They think that because they see the gang from Low T show up at MSNBCNN to fret out over how awful it is to have a conservative president who actually does conservative things, that these goobers still have some heat. And they have nothing, but that delusion. And that is the grifter's leverage. The people giving them money to keep on going on long after everyone stopped listening have no idea about conservatives, so they think these dorks still matter. And I want to help. So here's my deal. Donors, give me half the money you were going to give these losers, just half. Now, I will do nothing to help you. In fact, I intend to stir up conservatives to oppose the fascist policies you support. And in that way, I am much like the Never Trumpers, except I want to defeat you, and the Never Trumpers want you to be your gimps. Their sole contribution to the debate is to make us conservatives despise them so much that we will double down on our commitment to utterly level the whole crappy liberal establishment they now slobber over. And I hope to light a bonfire upon which your progressive dreams will all die. But here's the thing. I will give you the very same result as those dopes, but I will do it for half the price. Nothing. Have your people. Call my people. Oh. Ahoy. Republicans for Trump. That's what the Republicans are for. Now, these other people, Jeff Flake, okay. I hope Joe is fully immerses himself in that. The delusions, as long as the delusions go on, it's quite enjoyable to watch. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
I am not done, but I have found a way to thrive. Elevate. Elevate is a wearable technology designed to mitigate your active lifestyle. Whether you're a professional athlete looking to enhance performance, a yoga practitioner wishing to gain more flexibility, or a person seeking natural ways to relieve pain,
benefits encompass all walks of life and lifestyles.
Elevate is not a cure, but the IE-infused clothing will give you that extra percentage needed to help you get moving. For more information or to order, go to ElevateBill.com. Elevate, because I am not done yet.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word lock and load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out, franklinarmory.com. By now, for those of you who believe as I do, that coronavirus falls somewhere between the flu and a cold, it should be very clear to you by now that the world's leaders and a lot of people in the world today are very easily persuaded. In fact, it should be clear by now that most of the world's leaders were stampeded over the lockdown cliff like a whole school of lemmings just teeming with people. Just all kinds of lemmings, just following. And what caused the stampede is even more remarkable. This wasn't any sort of, you know, we didn't see people dropping in the street or anything like that. No. We had a tiny coterie of obscure, soft-spoken, pencil-neck epidemiologists in white lab coats that found some Texas Instrument calculators, and they started playing with numbers. Now, Americans, you know, after we shifted from the impeachment of the president to after that failed miserably, then we had to have some new shiny thing that was dangerous to, you know, to make Orange Man bad again. So the Americans were trying to keep up with the torrid pace of new developments over the past few months. Have been hearing about that work that was coming along. And then we had the data modeling these people do by feeding selected data and a variety of assumptions and a variety of presumptions, and not a whole lot of, you know, actual stuff went into this because we don't know how the data was put in. And this was all fed into the HAL 9000 or, you know, something, I don't know, Texas Instrument TI something. I don't know. The master modeler computer then disgorges diagrams and charts that attempt to describe the future progress of diseases like COVID-19 or climate change or polls, or you get my drift. The most frequently cited COVID-19 modelers are those at the Institute of Health Metrics and Evaluation at the University of Washington and similar organizations at the Johns Hopkins University in Baltimore, funded by, you guessed it, Bloomberg, and the Imperial College in London. And the Imperial College is the one that made the rattlesnake noise in the middle of the cow herd. This was the brightest star in the tiny constellation as it began to emerge. There you have Dr. Neil Ferguson, director of the Center for Global Infectious Disease Analysis at the college. Until a little sex scandal sidelined him just recently, which would be delicious to talk about another day, he was also a key member of the group that had been directing the British government's response to the coronavirus. And for that work, the thin, pale, bespectacled 52-year-old has been given a shorter title. Professor Lockdown. And it is a very well, he earned every bit of it. Mid-March saw a rapid upsurge of reported COVID-19 events starting on March 11th with the World Health Organization's official designation of the coronavirus as a pandemic. Now, never mind that coronavirus was in play here at the break of the year. It was in play here during Christmas time. Never mind that. And at this point, the spread of the disease was obviously already global, with new cases popping up everywhere. And then we started to see the headlines that were beginning to fill the newspaper pages and the TV screens daily and hourly. Excuse me. Nine states of the U.S., first being California on March the 19th. Started issuing statewide shutdown orders. California's been shut down that long. Boris Johnson's government did the same for the entire U.K. There has been no national lockdown here. The most frightening headlines of all were kicked off by Ferguson's authorship of a report issued on March the 16th. And I'm going to give you the key paragraph to this report because it is very important to listen to what he has to say. If you actually listened to it, there would have been no stampede. But he said, and I quote, "In the unlikely absence of any control measures or spontaneous changes in individual behavior, we would expect a peak in mortality, which would be daily deaths, to occur after approximately 3 months, which actually turned out to be 70 days. In total, in an unmitigated epidemic, we would predict approximately 510,000 deaths in Great Britain and $2.2 million in the U.S., not accounting for potential negative aspects or effects of health systems being overwhelmed on mortality. Now, first of all, we're calling this an epidemic in this particular thing, which, once again, epidemic is a term that's it's used to describe something that we can't keep track of, we can't keep up with, and we have no control over. Okay? So it could be argued that the flu has epidemic proportions from time to time. But it is not the way they use it. The way they use it to scare you. But the key phrase here is in the unlikely absence of any control measures or spontaneous changes in individual behavior. Now, what he out of this report, it went a long way towards spooking all but a handful of other states to join the lockdown parade. But let's go to that unlikely, which is in parentheses in his report. That any society in the face of a serious epidemic would take no mitigating actions was just not likely, you know. It's a ridiculous assumption to make, as was the assumption that there would be no change in people's behavior. And they were great assumptions if the aim was to cause panic. Which, guess what, it did. It did. It did it, absolutely. So what, we may ask, was Ferguson's record on prognostications on epidemics prior to COVID-19? Well, according to Brendan O'Neill, a British journalist and editor of the online journal Spike, he says not so good. In 2005, Ferguson said 200 million people could die from bird flu. The final global death toll between the years of 2003 and 2009 was 292. In 2009, the UK government based its reasonable worst-case scenario for the impact of swine flu, saying around 65,000 people could die. In the end, just 457 people died. In 2001, Imperial modeling on a foot-and-mouth disease-shaped government policy, and they went on to cull 6 million sheep, cattle, and pigs as a preventative measure. And later, an expert on veterinary epidemiology said all that modeling was seriously flawed. You remember that when they killed all the livestock? 6 million. Do you know what kind of a dent that does to your food supply? So here we got this guy who is batting at zero, and all of a sudden now he's the one running the world. I'll give you some more, a little more information on this and what I think is the, you know. We really shouldn't let guys that run around in lab coats run the country. We can listen to them, absolutely, take their advice, but they don't get to run the world. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is allowing places of worship to open back up as essential businesses during the coronavirus pandemic.
Today I'm identifying houses of worship, churches, synagogue, and mosques as essential places that provide essential services. Some governors have deemed the liquor stores and abortion clinics as essential. The governors need to do the right thing and allow these very important essential places of faith to open right now.
And for the first time in 20 years, AAA will not issue a Memorial Day travel forecast estimating the number of people who will travel over the holiday weekend. AAA saying some people will be traveling, but we could see a record low amount of vehicles on the roadways, all because of the coronavirus pandemic. You're listening to USA Radio News. One of the most recognizable members of the White House Coronavirus Task Force delivers a commencement address, and USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
Like most colleges and universities, because of the pandemic, Johns Hopkins University's class of 2020 had a virtual graduation ceremony where the guest speaker was Dr. Anthony Fauci, the director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases, who told the grads,
I am profoundly aware that celebrating your graduation virtually is extremely disappointing at best. However, we must adapt to this extraordinary situation, as you have done so well.
Meanwhile, Fauci has now told NPR in an interview on Friday that it's conceivable there could be a coronavirus vaccine in the United States by December.
Oil prices are sliding after China abandoned its GDP target for 2020 because of the ongoing coronavirus pandemic. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100 the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, they are the home of the binary trigger, the home of the loose line, the militia line. They carry the B&T line out of Europe. I mean, they are a place to go if you're looking for a AR-15. Go check them out, franklinarmory.com. So, we'll get back to the crackpot bingo here in just a minute. I saw this, and at first blush, I was just thinking, this is the stupidest thing I've ever heard. Two studies were conducted by researchers at the University of Arizona, and they found that gun owners aren't any happier overall than non-gun owners, and don't sleep any better for that matter. Now, when I saw this, my first thought was, what? Now, according to this study, many gun owners and gun rights enthusiasts say that owning a gun makes them feel safer and sleep more soundly at night. I don't quite get that. Now, when I was in the military, we were out in the field in 1989, I think it was, and it was cool or cold that night. We had a MoGas-fueled heater inside the shelter that we were sleeping in. And something happened, and I'd been out on a 24-hour training exercise the day before, and I'd been up all of that time, and when it was my time to get a little comp time, I hit my cot, and I was gone. And somewhere in there, somewhere in the middle of the night when all that was happening, something went wrong with the heater, and it exploded and set the tent on fire. I slept through all of that. My lieutenant, according to her, she was jumping up and down, kicking the end of my cot, saying, wake up, wake up, wake up. I was tired. So having a gun, there's a few things that would probably happen in the event of a home invasion. I'm sure my dog would alert me to the fact that somebody was coming in. I would, of course, hear the noise. I'm a lighter sleeper now than when I was younger. But having a gun does not make me feel happy. I feel a great deal of satisfaction from owning one. But anyway, Terrence Hill, the lead researcher for both studies, says the results surprised him since they appear to run counter to the claims of gun owners that their firearms make them feel safe, secure, and protected. Feelings usually associated with happiness. Where have I been hiding all this time to where I didn't know this stuff? Hill says the findings help him understand the relationship between personal well-being and gun ownership, which hasn't been studied enough. And I don't even understand why we're studying it at all. This comes down to being a choice. Now, there's some people that own guns that are never going to carry guns. They own them, and they're never going to carry them. Some people get a concealed carry permit, and they never carry a gun. They go through all the requirements and everything else, pass it, you know, successfully, and then they're just never going to carry a gun. Excuse me. And this has nothing to do with happiness or anything else. It comes down to, in some cases, convenience. Sometimes it's comfort. But it has nothing to do with happiness. But Professor Hill, I guess he is. He's a associate professor of sociology at UA's College of Social and Behavioral Sciences. Said, we're trying to understand when guns promote individual well-being, if at all, and that will add to the discussion of the role of guns in our society. Are you beginning to get it now, where this is going? Hill clarifies that many individuals might experience greater happiness indicators and or better sleep because they own a gun. But according to his results, that's not true for the population of American gun owners overall. This is like studying why we call dirt, dirt, to me. This is one of those studies that, I'm trying to figure out who would have said we need this study. But these are sociology guys, so they probably figured this out anyway. Hill's happiness research is on the results of a 27-year-old study, the National Opinion Research Center's General Social Study, which collected data from 1973, long ago, to 2018. Which, by the way, the General Social Study is completely gun owners are completely underrepresented in that, simply because nobody, if somebody calls you on the phone and says, hello, is this the Frady residence? May I speak to Bill Frady? Bill Frady, you don't know who I am, but I'm with the government. I'm here to help. We're doing a study called the General Social Study, and we'd like to know how many guns you have and what do you think of them and are you happy with them? I don't know who this guy is. I don't know who they are. I'm probably going to say lost them all in an unfortunate boating accident. At first, the data appeared to show a positive relationship between gun ownership and happiness, but when they included the respondents' marital status in their analysis, that positive relationship dissipates. Gun owners are more likely to be married than their unarmed counterparts, and marriage, not owning a gun, positively affected happiness. Here we have a lot of assumptions and presumptions being made. Like I said, they're the ones feeding this information into some of this stuff. After they factored in marital status and other variables like race, educational level, and religion, they found gun owners and non-gun owners showed similar happiness levels. One subset of gun owners appeared to be happier than non-gun owners, however, people who own guns but identify as Democrats were happier on average than those who identified as Republicans or Independents. And Hill says this is because leftists and conservatives tend to own guns for different reasons. Some people use guns to enhance a recreational lifestyle for activities like target shooting, and this might promote happiness because it enhances the lifestyle. Gun owners who identify as more liberal or democratic may be more likely to use guns for that reason as opposed to emphasizing self-defense. There's a previous research that shows Democrats are less likely than Republicans to own a gun for protection. His sleep study analysis was based on 4 years' worth of data collected over a portion of the General Social Society survey between 2010 and 2018. And the data revealed no difference in the level of sleep disturbance of gun owners and non-gun owners. Of course, there's sleep disturbance. When I'm laying on my gun, it bugs me something awful. Hill's research team examined the feelings of participants concerning the safety of their neighborhoods. They compared sleep disturbance of gun owners and non-gun owners who lived in dangerous neighborhoods and found no difference. Listen. The thing about this study is how ridiculous it is. Getting out there and saying that Democrats are happier than Republicans, how on earth do you quantify that? I would hazard a guess that right now most of the Democrats, you know, like the Democrats that live in New York or Los Angeles, they're probably not very happy at all right now. They're probably very unhappy. But we don't know because they can't go outside without a mask. They can't stand around outside without a mask. And they're never going to go back to normal until they have a vaccine or it's cured and it's completely obliterated. Los Angeles, you guys need to bust out. You need to bust out because that's a really restrictive sort of criteria to put in place before they're going to let you be free Americans again. Or the L.A. version of what a free American should be. But I just thought I would point this out simply because it's just funny. And I like a little humor in the middle of a pandemic, don't you? We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Last day of the rest of my life. I wish I would have known because I didn't kiss my mama goodbye. I didn't tell her that I loved her, how much I cared. I thank my boss for all the talks and all the wisdom he shared.
Bill Frady here. In today's world, violent crime can victimize anyone at any time. When it's your time, will you be able to protect yourself and your loved ones? For my personal protection, I recommend training at FrontSight, the world's premier firearms training facility, located near Las Vegas, Nevada. And due to our relationship with FrontSight's founder and director, Dr. Ignatius Piazza, I've arranged for you and your family to train there too, free of charge. Yes, it's true. Enter frontsight.com/radio into your computer browser to secure a $2,000 four-day defensive handgun course absolutely free of charge with no hidden surprises or catches. Enter frontsight.com/radio. After your first course at FrontSight, you'll leave with skills that surpass 99% of the gun-owning population. Guaranteed. Nobody does it better than FrontSight, but you must act before these free courses are all taken. Secure your free four-day course at frontsight.com/radio. See you at FrontSight.
So you're wearing a mask every day now?
Yeah.
Where are you getting them?
Same website where I get my neck and body wraps, sunnybay.com.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6 or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Indeed. If you're looking for a really good AR-15 or parts, I mean, some of the proprietary stuff is crazy good. Go check them out at FranklinArmory.com. There is, and I, especially now, there is a certain segment of the gun-owning Americans who will bring up and war game the impending boogaloo any day of the week that ends in a Y. And at the same time, the civilian disarmament complex and the media, which is a little bit like repeating myself here, love to hold up not only boogaloo devotees, but the open carriers as well as gun owners in general as evidence of a violent insurrectionist subculture that threatens peace-loving people in our American way of life, which, of course, that, you know, in the event of a boogaloo, that's not what the objective would be. But here's what we get from the AP. By a pilgrim named Michael Kunzelman, AP. They carry high-powered rifles and wear tactical gear, but their Hawaiian shirts and leis are what stand out in the crowds that have formed at state capitol buildings to protest COVID-19 lockdown orders. The signature look for the Boogaloo anti-government movement is designed to get attention. The Loose Movement, which uses an 80s movie sequel as a code word for a second civil war, which I've never heard that before, is among the extremists using the armed protest against stay-at-home orders as a platform. And like other movements that once largely inhabited corners of the internet, it has seized on the social unrest and economic calamity caused by the pandemic to publicize their violent messages. In April, armed demonstrators passed out Liberty or Boogaloo flyers at a statehouse protest in Concord, New Hampshire. A leader of the 3% militia movement who organized a rally in Olympia, Washington, last month encouraged rally participants to wear Hawaiian shirts, according to the Anti-Defamation League. On Saturday, a demonstration in Raleigh, North Carolina, promoted by a Facebook group called Blue Igloo, it's sort of a Blue Igloo, Boogaloo, you get it, led to a police investigation of a confrontation between an armed protester and a couple pushing a stroller. Another anti-lockdown rally is planned for Thursday at the state capitol in Lansing, Michigan, which has come and gone, by the way, and site of an angry protest last month that included armed members of the Michigan Liberty Militia. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer, a Democrat, has been the target of violent threats on Facebook forums, including a private one called the Rhett E. Boogie Group. One user said Whitmer should be guillotined after another suggested the governor should be hanged from a noose, according to a screenshot captured by the Tech Transparency Project Research Initiative. The coronavirus pandemic is becoming a catalyst for the Boogaloo movement because the stay-at-home orders have put a stressor on a lot of very unhappy people. See, gun owners can't possibly be happy, you see. We know this from the study that I talked about earlier. So they're very unhappy people, and they're, you know. And J.J. McNabb, a fellow at George Washington University's program on extremism, he said all this. He said their rhetoric goes beyond discussions about fighting virus restrictions, which many protesters brand as tyranny, to talking about killing FBI agents or police officers to get the war going. They are far more graphic and far more specific in their threats than I've seen in a long time, she said. So, here's the first thing. If anybody's going out there armed to protest, it is not because they've been waiting to go out there and protest armed. It's because they have, you know, how do you think it feels to be in Michigan and look at Alabama or North Dakota or South Carolina? How do you think that feels? Or Florida, which is, you know, completely trying to reopen now. How do you think it feels to know that your governor thinks it's more important for you to be able to buy weed than it is to plant potatoes or whatever? But, I mean, the other thing is, I pay a lot of attention to a whole lot of things that go on in the gun culture, and I've never heard of the Boogaloo movement. In 1984, when Breaking 2 Electric Boogaloo came out, I saw it because it was on video. And when I was stationed over in Europe, we didn't have TV, so we watched every video that came out on VHS. It didn't matter if it was good, bad, or indifferent. We watched them all. And Breaking 2 was one of them. And I guess Electric Boogaloo has become slang for any bad sequel. And another way to derive a boogaloo is Big Luau, hence the Hawaiian guard. So some of the what are characterized as far right gun activists and militia groups embraced the term before white supremacist groups adopted it last year. Now see how they're tying all of this in together. All gun owners are either far right, or they belong to militias, and then eventually they evolve into white supremacists. And, of course, they will acknowledge that some Boogaloo followers maintain they aren't genuinely advocating for violence. Law enforcement officials say they foiled bombing and shooting plots by people who have connections to the movement, or at least used its terminology. A 36-year-old Arkansas man whose Facebook page included Boogaloo references was arrested on April 11th by police in Texarkana, Texas, on a charge he threatened to ambush and kill a police officer on a Facebook Live video. Is that new? Haven't the Democrats been the ones that stove up all of this resentment toward the police? Am I missing something? I know what I'm missing. Now, thankfully, Facebook is, they now prohibit the term Boogaloo. So don't get on Facebook and try to use the term Boogaloo, even if you're reviewing Breaking 2. In March, a Missouri man with ties to neo-Nazis was shot and killed when FBI agents tried to arrest him. Timothy Wilson, 36, was planning to bomb a hospital in the Kansas City area on the day that a COVID-19 stay-at-home order was scheduled to take effect. And Wilson told an undercover FBI agent that his goal was to kickstart a revolution and referred to his plans as Operation Boogaloo. And then we have this guy, 53-year-old U.S. Army veteran, who was arrested on May the 1st after FBI agents allegedly found four pipe bombs in his house in Loveland, Colorado. So I'm not disputing that any of these things happened. They may have, for all I know. But, I mean, do you think that Black Lives Matter guy that shot up all those Dallas cops a few years back, was he part of the Boogaloo movement? do you think? Because he's out there killing cops. And, I mean, we didn't even have a pandemic going on. Is that the boogaloo? Do you think maybe that's why we stopped hearing anything about the guy out of Mandalay Bay? Maybe he was part of the boogaloo movement. and we're looking at conservatives, gun owners, anybody now, military veterans. In this particular case, police officers good, although that's not always the Democratic way. But this is coming out of the AP. So, you know, they're saying, well, the ending lockdown protests have provided the spotlight on the Boogaloo movement. A police shooting in Maryland has galvanized its supporters. Duncan Lemp, 21, was shot and killed by police on March 12th as officers served a search warrant at his family's home. An eyewitness said Lemp was asleep in his bedroom and police opened fire from outside his house, according to an attorney for his family. Police said he was armed with a rifle and ignored commands. On his Instagram account, he had posted a photograph that depicts two people holding up rifles and includes the term boogaloo. And that began a hashtag campaign. Don't we have no-knock warrants that go off badly all the time now? I mean, Dean and I have talked about a few of them a few times. Yeah. And, you know. They're tying this. What they're doing is they're saying the boogaloo started out as a funny meme, but is involved into a deeper symbol for the liberty movement. So now if you seek liberty, you're part of the boogaloo movement. I do think they paint us all with too broad of a brush. But that's okay. We're here to refute them. Hour number two is inbound. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
This is a pandemic survival alert and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meat packing plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.